Tim Davis, The Kings of Cyan, which is a small body of work that I made living in Italy, living in Rome, over the course of a year. It came out of a much larger body of work made in Italy, also in China and in the United States, called The New Antiquity, which is a book and a much larger show. That work, I started to spend time in the suburbs of Rome. It was the first time I had ever lived in an ancient city, coming from the United States. And I found myself fascinated by how people would react to this antiquity, to this ancient quality. For example, somebody might just look at a pile of rocks, and it would look just like a pile of rocks. And then somebody would say to them, "This pile of rocks was the ancient temple of Diana." And they would see it in a different way. And I became fascinated with this shift of attention. So I started spending time in the suburbs of Rome, where there isn't so much ancientness, where things are new, where history is happening much more quickly, construction and immigration and things. In the course of making these pictures, which are made with a large format view camera, 4x5-inch film, I started to notice something along the way, that there were these political posters left over from previous cycles of elections, and they would all have turned the color cyan. They're printed in the four-color printing process, cyan, magenta, yellow, and black. And clearly the cyan dyes are stronger than the magenta and yellow dyes, so they would hold, whereas the yellow and magenta dyes would fade. So I became interested in these posters, and I became interested in the idea that history would be kind of represented by this color. It's a color that has an ancient, a long history in photography. The cyanotype was an early photographic process that you could make with very simple chemistry and expose pictures in the sun. And these pictures almost seemed like some kind of cyanotypes of these people. So I work on lots of different subjects, and some of the subjects have a very wide bandwidth where I'm photographing lots of different kinds of subjects under one heading, under one idea. And sometimes I focus on a very narrow, smaller subject. And this project is a very narrow area of inquiry. And I always secretly love those projects because it's like searching for something, like looking for a mushroom in the woods or searching for a very particular kind of shell on a beach. In the course of this much wider project called The New Antiquity, The Kings of Cyan was like a very dear, very sweet project to me. And you know, it's to me, it's interesting because it's connected to ideas of the history of photography.